We've heard some of the latest developments, and there was some unconfirmed sightings. What has to happen now for those sightings to become confirmed?
Okay, so we're currently searching the area of Knoll Hill, so that's going to include the Teardrop Lakes and all of the geography surrounding those lakes at the moment. That's the current, that's what we'll do in response to the two unconfirmed sightings of Lear. It's too early to make any further comment on that really at the moment.
What should you do if you're a bit unsure? Maybe you think you saw someone, but you're not completely sure and you think, no, that won't be Lear, you know, you're not sure on it. Should you come forward with that information?
What we're asking for is the public to come forward with any information. Let us determine whether it's relevant or not. You can do that by calling 101. You can visit us on our website. You can drop into a police station. If you want to do it anonymously, you can do so via Crime Stoppers. So I'm really appealing for people that were in the Thurston area, the Shenley Lodge area, Knoll Hill area, on the morning of the 15th, who've got any CCTV footage or any dash cam footage, please come forward with that information for us.
So it's a case of, if you've got a dash cam and even you don't think you've seen anything on your drive, but you know you've been out at those times, you want to see that footage and go through it yourself.
We'd love to hear from anybody that was in that area, yes, with dash cam footage. Any information might be critical in this inquiry.
This is a case that has really got the attention of the whole of Milton Keynes, and there'll be plenty of people that weren't in those areas, but they really want to help. How can they go about helping?
Well, people can help by just racking their brains as to whether they were indeed in the area at the time. We're keen to hear from anybody that was in the area that may have seen Lear, that can add any kind of context to Lear's life or what she was up to on the morning of the 15th of February.
Can you comment on any theories you've got at the moment which might have happened, any possible? Because it's, as we've heard in the statement, it's strange for Lear to be missing.
Yeah, Lear's vanished. This is a missing persons inquiry. I've got a dedicated team of officers. I've got about 50 officers at the moment actively looking for Lear. And obviously we're doing that with the public's help, people actively searching. And we've had numerous bits of help from the public so far with information they've provided. And I want to say thank you for that, but also please don't stop supplying us information.
So can as a member of the public, can you help get out on the streets and help this weekend?
So Lear's family and her close friends are volunteering this weekend to hand out some leaflets in the city centre and around some of the shopping centres. Milton Keynes Dons Football Club have also very kindly agreed to run our appeal at their match against Newport County on Saturday, and we're grateful for that.
And could there be a chance that she might be further afield?
We've got an entirely open mind at the moment. And again, I can't reiterate enough. If you know Lear, if you've seen Lear, or if you know somebody who's seen or spoken to her, please get in touch with us.